Once again, we have a morally challenged politician invoking God in a feeble attempt to cleanse his soul and his record in a regrettable effort to remain in the world of politics. After the trial in which John Edwards was found not guilty on one count, and on the five other charges the judge ruled a mistrial, John Edwards faced the cameras. One might have imagined, before Edwards began to speak, that his voice and his words would have been full of remorse and contrition, that he would have acknowledged the pain he had caused so many, his family, friends, his supporters, that his adultery, while his wife struggled with illness, and his lying about it to her and the public, was a breach of trust not easily repaired, and that he recognized it was time for him to leave the national stage and spend more time mending the damage he had done and rebuilding his life through quiet service and not in the glare of media lights. But no, John Edwards pulled a fast one. While acknowledging he had done a lot that was awful but not illegal, and that he and he alone is responsible for his sins, yes, that was his word, this would have been a perfect place to say, "I'm going to sit out for a while, think through my life, make right that which I have done wrong." But no, Edward slipped in, "I don't think God's through with me. I really believe he thinks there's still some good things I can do." Even before the ink had dried on the verdict, Edwards was invoking God and claiming that not only the jury, but God himself still is ready for Edwards to do some good. And while this may seem bizarre and arrogant, in the age in which we live, it really should come as no surprise. Edwards was simply taking a page out of Newt Gingrich's playbook, a politician who also had an affair while his wife struggled with fatal illness. In fact, Gingrich did it at least twice that the public knows of. And when asked about it, about his indiscretions and his lack of moral compass as it relates to marriage, Gingrich simply invoked God, saying he had sought God's forgiveness. Edwards and Gingrich used religion and intertwined it with politics in a manner that is bad for both religion and for politics. Just once, I'd love to hear a politician stand up and say, "I behaved badly. I misused the trust that was placed in me by my family and my constituents, and that when I turned to God, he told me to walk off the stage." Every time a politician uses God to clean up the mess he has caused, people roll their eyes in disgust. Edwards and Gingrich use religion in a cynical attempt to remain active on the national stage. It's a affront to everyone, whatever their religious practice. It strikes me that rather than self-servingly declare that God has already forgiven them or that God has more for them to do, a disgraced politician should simply walk off the national stage embarrassed for what they have done. Jewish tradition teaches that our wrongs are not forgiven until we make amends with the ones we have wronged. Maybe Edwards and Gingrich should take that religious teaching to heart and start repairing the damage they have created before they ask for our votes one more time. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and to download our new app. And as always, thanks for listening.